Life Audio.
A Prayer for the Deep Waters of Life by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Leah Martin. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Luke 5:4. Recently, I spent time with several women who are striving to truly experience the Lord's presence and live through the Spirit's power and strength in their daily lives. They've been diving into His Word like never before and seeking to move past surface-level Christianity. But it's not easy, y'all, so I've been thinking about what that really looks like and how we live that out. This past Sunday at church, we studied the story of the miracle catch in Luke chapter 5, 1 through 11. Jesus had been teaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and he noticed two empty boats. He chose to step into Simon Peter's boat and had him push it out into the water, where he sat and taught a while. When he was done, he turned to Simon in verse 4 and said, "Now go out where it's deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." After some back and forth, Simon decided to listen to Jesus, and he went. His nets were so full from the amount of fish he caught, they began to tear, and he had to call for help. Simon was so overcome that he fell at Jesus' feet. And Jesus said to him, "From now on, you'll be fishing for people." There's so much more we could talk about in this story, but for now, this one thing is what the Lord laid on my heart. Jesus didn't allow Simon to stay by the shore, or even to simply go out a little way. Jesus told him to go out where it was deeper. This isn't the only place where we see Jesus' disciples in deep water. When Jesus calmed the storm in Matthew 8, 23 through 27, he and his disciples were going across the lake. And when he walked on water in Matthew 14, 22 through 36, the disciples were far away from the land. What was the reasoning for sending his disciples into deep water? And how does this relate to us as we grow our relationship with the Lord and begin to share him with others? Here are a few things to consider. First, deep water requires deep faith. When fishing in shallow water, you can generally see the bottom, but in deep water, you can't see very far below the surface unless you have a powerful light source. If Jesus allowed the disciples to stay close to the shore, they wouldn't need his light to see what was around them or catch the fish he was sending them for. The uncertainty that they felt wouldn't exist, and the reliance and faith they had to put in him wouldn't happen, because they'd be able to see without believing. The number of fish they caught in deep, dark water could only happen because of a supernatural source drawing them in. And it's the same way today. Second, deep water means facing deep things. Sometimes it takes drowning in our own sorrow and facing really hard things about ourselves to see and feel and realize the depths of the Lord's love and provision for us. When we go out into the deep, Jesus meets us where we are. And we have an obligation to meet others there too, even when you feel uncomfortable or ill-equipped and maybe even a little hypocritical. Jesus sent the disciples into the deep water so he could show up in an inconvenient, uncomfortable place. Out in the deep is where he met each of them individually. And that's what love is. Showing up in inconvenient, uncomfortable places where Jesus works in miraculous ways when we're willing to let him. Third, deep water causes deep fear. In each of the three stories about Jesus' disciples, Luke 5:10, Matthew 8:26, and Matthew 14:27, deep waters weren't the only thing they had in common. In every one, Jesus had to tell his friends not to be afraid. If we choose to go into the deep places with people, the hard, dark, scary places where we can't see what may happen next and don't know what to expect, we need an anchor to hold us fast. And that anchor is Jesus. And he's right here with all of us who believe. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for the deep waters of life. Thank you for the opportunity to trust you more, know you more, and see your miracle-working power up close. Help me to shine your light brightly, especially when I may not be able to see what's up ahead. Help me seek you above all else and go forward boldly without fear. And when my flesh and my heart fail, remind me that my strength is found, as it says in Psalm 73:26, in you alone. In your mighty name, amen.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.